from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
Pittsburgh was good for me all the way around. I never miss a beat.
I was born and raised in Bel Suver.
Money don't make a happy man.
I wasn't born in
a happy man can go and make some money.
The fact that we had to go to black schools, couldn't eat in a restaurant.
To shine. And I shine with my mind, and I stay on my grind.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Quincy Kofi Swatson, age 22 at the time of this interview.
I was born May 3rd, 1991. The struggle was coming from a community, Manchester, which wasn't high on the economical ladder. There were opportunities that weren't available. There were some sports I wanted to play. Maybe I couldn't afford the equipment. There were some activities I wanted to do. Maybe I couldn't afford admission. School was not easy for me. I went to Columbus Middle School. Then I went to Peary High School. And it wasn't easy, but I got through it and I did my best. And, you know, I worked hard and the hard work paid off. Manchester was a rough neighborhood. It's not as rough anymore. A lot of different negative activity going on, along with positive activity. So I tried to decipher which activity I wanted to be part of. There were a lot of temptations and, you know, negative people around me that wanted to peer pressure me into activities that I didn't want to do. Things that I realized weren't for me. So I guarantee that in everyone's life, there are these people that try to influence you in a negative way. But it's, you know, your own personal will that will persevere to positive things. So I advise you to make sure you decide and know what you want for your life. Some people really helped me, really motivated me to keep going. There were times where I thought school was hard and it wasn't for me. And these people, you know, helped me understand what I was learning, helped me understand how I'll be helpful in the future, and just pulled me in the right direction. So those are some positive experiences that I want to give to other young people. I think it was mainly my mom. There was not a lot of people in my family graduated from college, so she wanted to be there to, you know, see one of her kids graduate from college and be one of the first in the family to graduate. So that was one of my inspirations. When I was a kid, there were so many things I wanted to be when I grew up. Everything from a preacher to a hockey player to a basketball player to a doctor. I wanted to be a lawyer. I wanted to do a lot of things. But when I really decided that I could be most effective by helping my community, I decided to go into nonprofit work and really help youth and mentoring. Being born and raised on the North Side, living on the North Side most of my life, I felt invested in the North Side and really connected to where I live. And I wanted to, you know, actively make it better. So my goal for life was make sure there were activities for the kids to do and there was, you know, enough mentors to mentor the youth about the right path to go down in their future. I am in the process of creating my own organization that's really going to focus on youth development, mentorship, but not traditional mentorship. Mentorship in the way of activities, knowledge that they might not be used to. I want to focus on areas like the Hill District, areas like Northview Heights, areas like the Commons, Manchester, and the Charles Street Valley. Those are the areas I want to focus on. The kids here on the North Side and get them engaged with things like urban gardening and technology. My secret to success was ambition and motivation, and surrounding myself with positive people. I think that is key to getting to where you want to be. If you know where you want to be and you're ambitious and you don't want to stop until you get there, you will be successful. And if you surround yourself with people who want to see you succeed, then you will also be successful. Imitation is Suicide by Ralph Emerson. And it's pretty much saying be yourself, because if you're trying to be somebody else, you're killing yourself inside. Youth inspire me. The kids that are engaged in learning new talents, learning new skills, learning from me. Without you guys, there wouldn't be a me. Because it takes, you know, the youth wanting to be engaged with mentors or activities for me to really make a difference.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Eric Worlds and Justin McEckern. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.